Back in the 1930s, a Los Angeles judge began to notice correlations between the faces of the people who appeared in his courtroom and their personality types. That was the origin of what Wayne Rowlands now calls face technology.
The measurements on your face are determined when you're born. And over time, you really don't change that much. The personality traits are set pretty early on, and those measurements from your face can be put into an algorithm which determines what your personality traits are.
Rowlands, an investment advisor by day, has been working to develop that algorithm in his off hours over the past 2.5 years. It's the basis for his new Santa Rosa-based company, Face Affinity.
The technology's been around for about 80 years now, and it was reconfirmed in the 1970s. But it was always delivered pretty much one-on-one by a practitioner. We've put it into a computer, and now we can do a million people in a day instead of just a few.
An example?
Eyes that are close together, those people are typically very detail-oriented. They're quick to be upset with you for not being as fast or as detail-oriented as they are, whereas wide-set-eyed people are more laid-back. They see the bigger picture. They might not be on time. They might delegate things to other people.
To increase the accuracy of this sort of correlation, a high number of samples is needed. So Rowlands and his team have developed a tool to help gather more input.
We've actually developed a smartphone app. It's called Face Reflect. You can get it for free. And right now, people are vetting this technology, and we're calibrating the technology with the results of real-life people.
These analyses are made from photographs on an opt-in basis. But Rowlands insists the identities of the individuals are kept separate.
Recognition is not what we do. We're doing personality traits. So we're not saying this is Bruce Robinson or Wayne Rowlands. We're saying this person, whoever they might be, is exhibiting this trait of being a detail-oriented person.
But this is not an abstract data-gathering project. Rowland sees several strong commercial possibilities for the use of his algorithm.
What we're providing is the metadata, which then can be used for things like online dating sites, matching people up compatibility-wise with personality traits, target marketing, doing buyer's intent, what a person might be looking to buy, what their likes are.
That may sound ominous and potentially intrusive, but that's not how Wayne sees it.
Face technology in general is just beginning to explode. You're seeing other companies doing recognition. There's companies doing emotions from looking at a real-time face image. What we're doing is more to the core of what people are wanting, and that is to be able to work with millions of faces at once and provide something that's really meaningful, which is helping people understand each other better, market to each other better, all kinds of positive things.
Face Affinity launched an online capital campaign with Fundable.com last week to take the company, in Rowlands' phrase, to the next level. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.